Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Isn't that amazing when you're looking at what, you know, God is doing in Iran? Because as Americans, we think, well, if the air conditioner's not right, and if my money's not right, and if my weight's not right, and if my vision's not right, and if the preacher's not right, and all these different things, we've got excuses of why we can't move in God. But look what's taking place in Iran.
I think that's a powerful reminder. When you look at one of the things that the girl said, it was, even if I say Jesus Christ, they may kill me.
They may kill her.
And it's just like we take for granted the very reality that we can walk publicly with a Bible and talk to other people about who Jesus is in our life. And it's just like, this is a huge blessing. And we have to recognize that everyone in the world doesn't have those same freedoms.
Right. And two is the very fact that God may want to send you to Iran to be able to tell others about about Jesus. And it's the same kingdom no matter where we're at. And it's just exciting to see people in love with Jesus. You know, Jesus laid down his life for us, and it requires the same of us that we lay down our life unless we pick up our cross and follow him and deny ourselves. He said we can have no part of him. And just to see our brothers and sisters so in love with Jesus, and they've seen everything else. They've seen the Ayatollah and all the Islam has to offer in Iran. They've seen the oppressive government getting potentially beat with a whip and a wire, on their backs because of Sharia law. But in that soft area, they hold them down, they read the Quran and the Sharia laws are whipping their back in front of the community. And it's just like, my goodness, you know, what are we doing with the freedom that we have right now?
Yeah.
Because the expectations would be the same.
Mm-hmm.
They would be the same. But it's like, are we wasting this freedom? And it really challenges me. And that's why we're here. And thank you for all of our partners that partner with us as VFN TV partners and VFN KB partners, because that's us. We're doing something. We're letting their story go out around the world. But let's take a peek behind the Iran curtain, because we saw a little brief story, but now we're going to go right specifically what happened to this man when he was in a car accident. He was, you know, Arab. He was Iranian. He was Muslim, but he got in a car accident. And that car accident, you listen to him, because you're going to have to read some of the subtitles there because of his accent. But you're going to see that he immediately came out of his body. His spirit came out of his body, and he was confronted with eternity. And immediately, no matter what the enemy tells folks, you got a decision to make. You know, it's pointing once to die and then the judgment. You know, if you don't make a decision for Christ, it's not going to be good. And instantly, he knew that, but he met Jesus Christ. It's a powerful, powerful testimony. And it ends with their gathering together. He got saved. He's led his family to the Lord. And now they're all together fixing to be baptized in Iran, in a house, in a bathtub. It's awesome. Take a look.
I'm together with my friend here, and you just got baptized, and seven other of your friends and family have just got baptized to Jesus Christ. And I want you to tell the story how you got saved, how God came, because this is so amazing. Can you tell that?
İlk iman eden sensin değil mi? O zaman bu nasıl oldu? Nasıl bir hikayeydi? Anlatırsan seviniriz.
Ben ilk önceden Müslümanydım.
So before I was a Muslim.
Ben İsa'yı peygamber için inanıyordum.
Yani. I just believed Jesus was a prophet.
Bir zaman ben 25 yaşındaydım. Bir kaza yaptım arabayla.
I had an accident, a car accident when I was 25.
Ondan sonra şu kazaya ben şey oldum. Nasıl diyeyim? Bir rüya gördüm. Rüyanın içinde siyah şeyleri görüyordum.
So I, in the accident, I passed out, and so I saw like a dream, and in the dream I saw something black.
Eşik şeyleri görüyordum.
And I also saw things that were light. I saw something light and white, bright.
Bilmiyorum ne kadar zaman sürdü ama kendimi birkaç zamandan sonra ben kendimi bir gördüm. Hem kendimi havada hissediyordum.
So I don't know how long it lasted, but at some point I felt like I was watching myself from outside my body.
Hem de kendimi arabanın içinde görüyordum ki bir yaşa var oradan kaza yapmış.
And so I mean I saw myself in the car and saw that I had had an accident, but I was watching myself from outside of myself.
Ondan sonra o siyah şeyleri geliyordu. Ben çok korkuyordum. Bir halet mesela bir şekil bana çok stres falan yapıyordu bana. Çok korkuyordum.
So I saw there were many black things and they were coming at me and I just felt myself stressed and I was afraid.
Ondan sonra eşik şeyleri geliyordu. Kendimi rahat hissediyordum.
Tek bir şey mi? Birkaç şey mi?
Yok, tek bir
tek
şey.
Bir şey. And then there was just one bright shining one and that one was coming. And when that light was coming then I felt comfortable, I felt safe.
O kadar o eşik şeyleri seviyordum ki hiç istemiyordum. Onun yanında mesela o zaman bitsin yani.
So I wanted to just be with the bright shining one. I wanted that time to end and just to be with the bright one.
Ondan sonra kendime bir baktım, abimi gördüm, ağlıyor, beni çağırıyor. Ben de o bir ses duydum, oradan o ses bana hayat yine verdi. Yani beni yine bu hayatımdan gönderdi ve ben gözlerimi açırdım, abime söyledim, bana bir şey yok.
Okay, and then I was still watching myself and I saw my brother, he was next to me, he was crying and he was calling to me. And then it was when the bright shining one came, that was when I was able to hear that my brother was crying for me. And a short time after that, all of a sudden I was in my body again and my eyes were opened and my brother said, we're going to the hospital, it's going to be okay.
Ondan sonra ben dedim bu ses neymiş bilmiyordum yani anlamadım ki bu ses İsa'nın sesiymiş. O zaman İsa'yı peygamber gibi biliyordum. Ondan sonra ben kitap İncil'i okudum ve o İsa'nın filmini gördüm.
İsa'nın sesini nasıl olduğunu anladın?
İsa'nın sesini ben böyle hissediyorum ki bir ses duydum. Yani okay. O normal gibi demiyorum. Nasıl söyleyeyim yani
so
normal
I heard,
gibi bir ses değildi yani. Bir şekil ben öyle hissediyordum. Evet.
When I was seeing the bright one, I heard a voice and I didn't understand what that voice was or who that was.
O sesi ben o zaman bilmiyordum. İsa mesela
I didn't know that voice was Jesus.
Bana hayat vermiş ama ondan sonra
I didn't know it was Jesus who had given me life, but after that
maddesi okudum,
I got a hold of a Bible.
İsa'nın hayatını seyrettim.
And I got a hold of a Jesus film.
Ne istediğim bana hemen verdi yani.
For 27 years I mean I would call out to Allah but I felt like he was never speaking to me. He didn't hear me. There was no communication. But when I spoke to Jesus, right away answers would come.
Ondan sonra ben çok rüyalar görüyordum ki İsa kendini
so after that I saw a lot of dreams.
O kendini bana gösteriyordu. Ben inanım daha inanıyordum yani.
And so Jesus would show himself in my dreams and so I would understand more and I would believe more.
O kendini bana gösterdi ki dünyada geldi, ne çekti, insanlar ne yaptılar ona. Ondan sonra
in my dream he showed me what happened to Jesus when he was on earth.
Nesil şeyin şeye gitti. Yani nesil söyleyeyim çok zor olur bana.
Mezar haçmı?
Evet. Nesil kıyam yaptı yani. Nesil father şeyden gitti yani.
So I even saw in my dreams God even showed me the resurrection and how he went to his father. It was just all of the things in yani kutsal kitapta olan şeyler.
Evet.
Rümürsün,
evet, evet.
So I saw the things that were in scripture but in my dreams.
Ve çok rüyalar gördüm.
So I saw many dreams.
Evet. Aynen bir şey gibi, öğretmen gibi bana öğreniyordu. Mesela
so it was like a teacher in my dreams teaching me about Jesus
şey,
and his life.
Her şey bana garip geliyordu. Hemen rüyamdan bana konuşuyordu ve o garip bir şey kafamda var idi. O geçiyordu yani. Hemen bana
söylüyordu. So whenever I had something that was really confusing or strange to me and I didn't understand in my dream, God would through Jesus show me something and I would understand.
Ben inandım ve o şey
so I became a believer of Jesus.
Kendim hissediyordum.
And I felt like I was myself.
Ailemle konuştum, abimle konuştum.
And I talked to my family, to my brother.
Ve ben eskiden bir şeyler şey yapıyordum. Mesela içki içiyordum veya...
He said, I used to, and I explained to my family, I said, I used to drink alcohol.
Veya ciğer içiyordum mesela, marijuana falan içiyordum.
And so I was using marijuana.
Ama ben o zaman ki İsa'yı tanıdım, her şeyle kurtardı beni. Yani hiçbir şeyle vücudum istemiyordu ondan sonra.
But after Jesus saved me, I didn't even want those things. My body didn't want marijuana or alcohol or things I'd used.
Kendime rahat görüyordum. Bu
I just felt I felt free and comfortable.
Şu boys şutmuş içi. Abim beni gördü, ailem beni gördüler. Ben çok fark ettim yani. Eski gibi değilim.
So my brother had seen me, my family had seen me. And I was different. I was not what I had been before.
Onlar kendiler soruyordular mesela, Yaşar ne oldu? Niye bu kadar değişti?
And so they were even asking among themselves. They said to one another, I mean, what has changed so much in Yaşar? Why is he like this?
Ondan sonra abime kiliseye götürdüm. Orada dua ettiler.
So I took my brother to church and they prayed for him.
O da kurtar ruhu, kutsal ruhunu hissetti.
And so the same way, like me, he felt the Holy
Spirit. O da
Spirit,
inandı.
And he believed.
İnandık ki biz insanlar günah yaptık.
And he believed
ve
that we as people,
duyduk. Sadece bir insan var ki İsa Mesih geldi ve bizim için kendine feda etti.
And he believed too that there was only one
kurtardı.
Man that could save us, and that was Jesus, because he didn't sin.
Ondan sonra ailemde bize baktılar, hepsi inandılar yani.
And slowly, our whole family looked at us, my brother and I.
Başka zamanlar böyle.
They slowly began to believe as well, and they came to church as well.
Bugün de biz hepimiz beraber 8 kişi geldik buraya baptist için.
And so today we came here. We're 8 people. We came here to get baptized.
Ben bugün için 3 sene bekliyordum. Sadece
I've been waiting 3 years for today.
Bugün için çok şaşırıyorum.
I'm so surprised.
Çok seviyorum bugün.
I'm very happy. I'm so pleased.
En büyük bir bereket Allah bana verdi. Onun için çok şaşırıyorum ve ona çok teşekkür ediyorum.
And I thank him so much.
Yani inandım yani.
And said that, I mean, I believed.
Was it? Yani ben bir şey söyleyeceğim.
Filmde bulmuşsunuz arabada,
evet,
değil mi?
Evet.
So he had also found the Jesus film he'd found in his car.
Evet. Yani ben bir şey söyleyeceğim. Her insan bir zamanı var. Ben böyle.
And I want to say this too. He's like, I think everybody has a time. There's a time for them.
O zaman gelse o insan her şeyi anlıyor. Yani.
And when that time comes, that person will understand.
Tanrım'la istiyorum ki bir zaman gelse ki hep insanlar, bütün insanlar kurtarsınlar ve
yeah,
şu.
Yeah, so my desire. I want everybody to have that time for God to come and for everybody to recognize.
Ve aynen İsa gibi hayat devam olsa yani. Aynen onun gibi hayat olsa.
And
yani.
Everybody, let everybody live like Jesus.
Yani şeriat bize kurtarmıyor yani.
Because şeriat, he means the Sharia law. I mean law. It does not save us. It cannot save us.
Amen. God bless you. And the whole family. Yes.
When do we need to bury this body? As soon as something new had started inside.
Yeni bir şey başladığı an.
So, and when something new has started and we bury it, it's really powerful.
Ve yeni bir şey başladığında eski şey gömdüğümüzde çok güçlü bir şey.
So cool, but that this is not bizim yaşıyor muayenemiz, that's a good puzzle is not. So we are baptized with Jesus, but as God raised him up, we are going to get raised up to new life.
Tanrı İsa'ya kaldırdı.
Are you ready on your own faith to get baptized to Jesus Christ?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I know you're ready. On your own faith, I baptize you to Jesus Christ.
We'll be right back.
How much do you know about the Old Testament? It's the question Brent Strong, Emory University professor of Old Testament, is asking in his new book, The Old Testament is Dying, A Diagnosis and Recommended Treatment. analyzing 879 sermons published in a collection called Best Sermons, he discovered only 21% were sermons from the Old Testament, down from years previous.
In a 2010 Pew Forum survey, just 55% of Americans knew the Golden Rule wasn't one of the Ten Commandments.
Mark Brettler, professor of Judaic Studies at Duke University, disagrees with Strawn's hypothesis. He maintains there's not enough data to prove Bible knowledge is dying. He says it reminds him of Mark Twain's famous quote, "Reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated."
Engage with the Bible in its impact and influence over the centuries.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg
Lancaster. T, totally awesome. Just think about that. I mean, God is preaching his own message because you think, to me, I'm convicted of going like, we should be there speaking to them about Jesus. You know, Jesus is having to preach his own gospel because, you know, who's going for him? You know, and I just want to encourage you that, I mean, there's nothing more exciting than to see someone who loves Jesus, who knows Jesus, who understands the price, the true price for everyone. It's not just for Iranian Christians. It's for all of us. When you give your life to the Lord and you follow what he says, I mean, persecution happens. Mm-hmm. It can happen from your own family. It can happen from your own community, your own nation. And he said this, he said very specifically, he says, when I had questions, he said God would come to him in his dreams and he would begin to explain things to him. He taught the gospel, his own gospel, to him in his dreams. And I think, too, the other thing to think about is, you know, it's appointed once to die. I mean, think about it. When you finish watching this television program today, this could be your last moment. He didn't know he was going to be in a car accident that day. He didn't know. But God is so loving and so kind and so merciful that when his life weighed in the balance and his spirit could have went on to eternity, it was almost like it would put on brakes. Mm. And all the devils in hell were coming after his spirit. And he's watching it take place. But in the middle of all that, the love of God showed up and said, you know, he had opportunity to be drawn to the light. And he went to Jesus. He didn't really know who he was at the time, but he felt better with Jesus. And he came back into his body, his spirit did, when his brother's praying for him. And what happens? The entire family ends up giving their life to Jesus Christ. I mean, that is exciting. That is good news. And being baptized, here they're in a house recording that, and very seldom we get a chance to look behind the Iran curtain and see what's going on. And now it just challenges you. Does it challenge you?
Absolutely. You know, and I think about it because so often we think, you know, they're over there or we're over here or, you know, they're in a, and it's just like God called out to Isaiah and he says, "Who will I send? Who will I send?" And Isaiah responds and says, "God, send me. I'll go." And it's just like God could be speaking to you right now just saying, "I'm looking to send someone to any nation in the world." And it's just like, God can do it. And it's just, he's looking for someone to just say, there are people that don't know you and I want them to know you.
It's one thing he said before he said that, I thought it was pretty important too. He said, "Woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips." Yeah. And so often we don't think, well, how could God use me? You know, look at me. I'm a man of unclean lips. I need forgiveness. I need God's grace. I get these thorns in my life, this type of thing. And God's going, that's why I use my grace is sufficient. But that's he said, before he said, you know, "Here I am, send me," you know, he just said, "Woe is me, because I'm a man of unclean lips." God will cleanse you. He will restore you. He'll bring you to a place and send you to the mission field. And we're looking for those who are ready to join the movement, the kingdom movement. We're not talking about going to church. We're talking about advancing the kingdom of God. And we're doing that at the VFN Dream Center at VineFellowshipNetwork.org. We have Emmaus Road for those who really want to call, are called by God to be his disciple and launched into your destiny. The only thing that is holding you back, that will hold you back, is your own personal choices. And it's like, how can we not go to him or her and say, "Listen, you want Jesus? I know Jesus. I can tell you about him." And it's an exciting thing, but you can find out more about that at VineFellowshipNetwork.org.
Dan Gallagher from High Bridge, New Jersey, who's an educator, said, "John, talk to me for a minute about connecting." Well, that's one of my favorite subjects. You know, I wrote a book, "Everyone Communicates, Few Connect." Basically, what I was saying in the book is this. A lot of people talk. But haven't you been sitting at a lunch table with somebody and they were talking and nobody was home? I mean, they just weren't. Remember the old gong show when somebody was talking, they weren't doing a good job. You could go over and take the old mallet and gong them and it had to be over. Don't you wish we all had to carry gongs with us, and when the conversation got, oh boy, we could just get up and gong somebody and it would be done. Well, it's not that easy. And here's what's sad. So many people, when they don't connect, don't even know they're not connecting. I would encourage you. Begin to ask other people, am I interesting? Am I adding value to you? When I walk into a room and when I'm with somebody in an experience, do people really care and are they excited? Do I have the ability to draw people to me? Am I a connector or am I a disconnector? You see, on a phone, when I'm disconnected, I know it immediately. But so many times in life, people disconnect on a daily basis and don't have a clue. Maybe you need to get my book.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, you know, Jesus is truly perfect theology. So often we try to confuse things and make it more complicated, and men create traditions, and you got to lean this way and say that and eat this and don't eat that or whatever. But you can look at Jesus and understand his life. As a matter of fact, listen to Todd White as he begins to talk specifically about this.
I would tell you this. Jesus is the will of God. Anything you see in the life of Jesus is exactly what God would do and exactly what God would say. Because Jesus never did anything apart from the Father showing him to do it. And he never said anything apart from the Father that told him what to say. So when Jesus approached the multitudes, there are times in the Bible where Jesus, everywhere, he preached, he taught, he healed. He preached, he taught, he healed. He preached, he taught, he healed. He didn't ever leave a place without that very reality.
That's so exciting. He preached, he taught, he healed. He preached, he taught, he healed. And Jesus said, you know, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Mm-hmm. If you know what the will of God is, we can look at Jesus' life because he didn't do nothing or say nothing unless he saw the Father do it or hear the Father say it. And it's like, but we're going, what does Jesus really, what does he want? He wants us to do what he did. And not only that, he even says greater things than these. So you think about it. You know, like Todd is saying, Jesus is the will of God. You know, so often people are saying, I'm just trying to find out what the will of God is. The will of God is Jesus Christ. Mm. I mean, think about it. Looking at Jesus' life, that's the will of God. And notice that everybody was all tied up in all these little affairs and of life, and he was going like, you know, I cannot stay here in the city. I got to go to the next city because I've come to seek and save that was lost. You know, this is the Father's business. And so often we have this mentality quite often where we want a nest, especially the American dream is a nest that we plant our anchors down and we're not mobile at all. And we think that's a blessing when the reality is God may want to put us on a boat, on a plane. He may want us to go to our community, but the will of God. Jesus Christ is the will of God. Mm. So we can imitate his life. It's not wrong to imitate his life. And because he went to go be at the right hand of the Father, he said we can do greater things than he did because we're doing it with him. He's doing it through us as we abide with him. Now, one very important thing to think about, you know, is becoming his disciple. I mean, you have to understand what he did to duplicate what he did and to be move in his will. And we have that. It's Emmaus Road. You know, you can choose to go either route you want to go to. There's a couple of routes we have available for you. And he says, you know, as Jesus was walking with his disciples in the resurrected body, they didn't even recognize him at first because he's been resurrected and they didn't have eyes that could see. But he was talking to them. And as Jesus was talking to them, their hearts were burning inside of them. It was just burning inside of them, you know. And Jesus is going to keep on walking on this road to Emmaus. And he's going to see what they were going to do. And all of a sudden they said, wait a minute, why don't you come at our house tonight? Jesus almost passed them by, right? And so they invite Jesus over and they start to sit down and eat. When they break the bread, then their eyes open up. There's something so powerful about eating together with fellow believers. It's very, very important. I want to encourage you, you're not only about discipleship with Emmaus Road, but if you have not attended a Vine seminar, it's time for us to get back to that encounter with Jesus Christ. And there's something about a few believers spending time together, quality time together, that are disciples of Jesus Christ, that are abiding with God. And we have to go back and begin to search out the patterns, the roads that God gave us. And at a Vine seminar, you can find out more about that at vfntv.com, we actually talk about and explore those very things. And your whole paradigm shifts. I mean, it all shifts. It's like, man, religion made it so hard, but Jesus makes it so easy that even this man who gets in a car accident that is an Iranian Muslim finds Jesus, leads his family to Jesus, and they're all being baptized. It's just so powerful. I think about this too. I think about, you know, Bill Johnson with Bethel. Just a beautiful man. Bethel's a beautiful ministry and reaching the world and touching the world. But he talks about Jesus Christ is perfect theology. You want to think about the will of God and the theology of God? Jesus Christ, Bill Johnson talks about him, is perfect theology. You want to get your theology right? Find out if it lines up with God's life, lines up with Jesus' life. I mean, find out how he ate and who he spent time with and who he had more problems with than he did others. He had less problems with prostitutes than he did with religious folks. It was the religious folks that were trying, that people that thought they knew something, were trying to tell God, Emmanuel, God in the flesh, what's going on. But the prostitute was literally going to find something of value, which was an alabaster box, and went to the floor on her knees and busted that alabaster box and poured it all over him, and, you know, and just cried and was so grateful. You know, this is the meat to eat that most people don't know of. That's what fuels you. Not somebody for your building program, not somebody for your new this or your new that. It's the authentic. How can you add to Jesus Christ? You can't add to him. Jesus Christ is perfect theology. We have a moment of time. You know, God has given us a period of grace and out of pure outright mercy in America. And we have a freedom that he's given us to be able to do what God's called us to do. It could shift overnight, and we could be just like an Iranian citizen that can't even say the word Jesus. Mm-hmm. But if it, whatever it takes, you know, to be, for us to be able to say, you know, I'm going to advance. What happens is when the environment's like that and the community's like that and society's like that, you pay attention. But it's real difficult quite often for people to pay attention in the blessing. When everything's so good and you look in the pantry, you can choose between 10 things versus like you have one thing to eat. You know, all of a sudden you're all complicated. You don't know what's going on. I don't know, do I want anchovies on my pizza? Do I want cheese on my pizza? Versus the fact of like, I got food. I'm alive. You know, God saved me. I'm going to have eternal life with him. He forgave me my sins. I'm in right standing with God. You know, I'm not going to be ashamed of him. If I'm ashamed of him, even before the Ayatollah, which is the head religious leader in Iran, that would behead you for saying my loyalties to Jesus Christ, not the prophet, but the son of God. He says, I knew Jesus. He says, I knew Jesus as a prophet in Islam, but I met him as the son of God, the way to God, and made Jesus Christ the Lord of his life. And maybe that's you. Maybe it's time for you to make that decision.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.